At DCT Auto, you can trust you're going to be provided with precise and prestige care. The team at DCT Auto has decades of experience in things. The team at DCT Auto will work hard to get you behind the wheel of the car of your dreams. DCT Auto is locally owned and operated. They have a range of vehicles that is vast and incredible. What are you waiting for? Visit DCT Auto now. DCT Auto offers car detailing, they sell tires, auto insurance referrals, financing available, must have a down payment, and special packages offered to new immigrants who may have trouble being approved at a traditional big car dealership. So for more information, you can follow them over on Facebook at DCT Auto New Brunswick, and the website is dctautoconsultant.com.
Visit DCT Auto on Facebook at DCT Auto New Brunswick or in person at their new location, 110 Whiting Road in Fredericton, New Brunswick. Open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Empty Thoughts Podcast with your hosts Andrew and
Nick.
I think that is fitting that we start introducing the both of us instead of being like Andrew and I'm joined by my husband, because you're right. Here every episode now, and it just makes more sense that way. What are you up to over there, baby?
Well, I don't know if you want to call me a nerd, but
nerd bitch slug.
But I'm like an aviation fanatic
and a cunt,
and we're going to the Nicki Minaj concert.
When?
Wednesday.
And, how many days is that, though? I'm excited.
I'm not sure. And I'm looking for the the registration number off of from Nicki Minaj's private jet, because if I can find it, and
she owns her own private jet?
Yeah, she does. I googled that. We can possibly.
You told me that.
So I'm hoping to find it so we can possibly go to where those jets land and taxi over to, because they don't go to the normal airport. And you can sometimes catch them getting off, and if you do, a lot of times if they see their fans over by the fence, they'll come over. So anyway, I'm trying to find that, but it seems that it's possible she's had several over the years, so trying to figure out which one might be her current ones proving to be more difficult than I thought it would be.
Record from Pablo Vittar as well.
By who? I've never watched. Oh.
Pablo Vittar.
Oh.
You don't know Pablo Vittar?
Well, no, it's like Spanish music, so I don't really.
I honestly listen to it. Be saying his name wrong. Or her?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I said it's like Spanish music, so I don't really. I wouldn't know.
Because, the name's Pablo Vittar.
Yeah. Oh, who knows? I don't know. But
looking like Cardi B to me, though.
Yeah.
I
know, this whole, not knowing what to call people anymore, it's getting a little.
We definitely
that. I mean, I don't want to offend anyone, but it's just,
No, it's okay.
When someone wants to be called they, them, that's.
Sorry guys, had to quickly press stop record before Nick said something on the internet that wasn't so nice. So listen to the new Pablo Vittar record, and he or she, because I'm not very clear of their, you know what, I'm going to go ahead right now and check what their pronouns are, because I'm out of respect, that's what I'm going to do. I always thought that their pronouns were he, him, but honestly, That's Cardi B on the screen, so Pablo Vittar. Pablo Vittar. Oh, I guess he's a drag queen. That's what it says on the internet.
That's what I thought.
So he, him would be the pronouns, I guess.
Yeah. No, I wasn't trying to offend
anyone.
No, not
you.
I was just, because obviously we're gay. Like,
yeah, but
I'm not offended by anyone. It was just the fact that I should have worded it this way. The pronoun thing, the way I wanted to word it was, sometimes I feel like we're teaching people the wrong, maybe I guess we want to call it grammar, like, you know what I mean?
We live in New Brunswick. Nobody can read or write anyways.
Oh, like, I mean, I don't think they can anywhere, to be honest with you, because it seems like our elected officials, no matter where you go, really care about our education.
So, you were thinking about going to, like, the airport, but also, I noticed that Nicki Minaj, and she's always done this.
Oh, I'll figure it out.
When she leaves a venue, she, like, drives out, and she'll, like, say hi to the...
She does, because I saw that on,
all of her stories, somewhere.
It might have been TikTok. But we'll figure that out before, because we're going to take a... I'll know, because I worked at an arena like that before. And normally, like, where they arrive at the arena, like, in their vehicles, they usually, like, drive... It's usually, like, a secret road. And, I mean, you can't miss it, if you know what you're looking for. That goes down, and they go underneath the venue. And I'll know when I see it, so we'll figure it out. Actually, maybe I'll use Street View and figure it out before we go.
I woke up today with, like, a sore throat coming on, so I hope it's just allergies, because, like...
Definitely allergies, because it's warmer than normal out now.
Yeah, for sure. And now that I'm in my 30s, everything just affects me differently, I've noticed. So far, this record's actually pretty good. I don't understand the words, but that's okay, because it's just we're listening to the music.
So anyway, I'd say if anyone knows the answer or any information when it comes to Nikki's private jet, to let us know. But this,
I didn't know that she owned a private jet.
Oh, she does. Then I'd say let us know, but I think it'd probably be too late by the time this went up and anyone listened to it. Maybe.
Maybe.
So you might not be any help, but if it does, you know, post quick and someone listens to it and it happens to be that person that knows, please let us know.
Yeah.
Totally. But I'll figure it out. I always do.
So last week, or in our last episode,
I kind of took it off topic.
No, it's okay. There is no topic. We're just free flowing.
Hence the empty thoughts.
Sometimes we do have, like, a little bit more.
True.
Like, we have an idea of what we want to talk about because, like, there's, like, new releases.
I didn't ask, though.
Things like, okay, don't be a piece of shit, because I'm over there and slap.
Well, I'd say something, but that actually might offend someone. It doesn't offend us, because we just are like that, but,
I think people need to anyway. Not understand
that. People just need to lighten up around us, because you don't know what might come out of our mouth, and just take it with a grain of salt.
And we're never being
serious. And we're usually never serious.
It's just like, we like to offend
people. Especially Andrew.
I do love to. It's not that I like to offend people, because I don't. I hate offending.
Right. Oh, no.
I do like to make people question what I just said, though.
Like
a mean, like, kind of like, what the fuck is this
guy? Like, because Andrew uses that, like, C word quite a lot.
Cunt?
Yeah, and, like, there are a lot of people that would get really offended by that, but, like, that's why I say just, like,
no.
You have to take anything we
I've never
say with a grain of salt, because. That's just like when he or anyone I think uses just vulgar words like that, just like in day-to-day life, like they're not using it to offend anyone.
No,
we'll let you know if we are intending to offend you.
It's always intending to offend.
Well, no, I'm not. I just
okay, so really quickly,
I'm just on, I don't know,
yeah,
what the hell. On Nikki's Instagram, I can't wait to show you what I found. 90% of the time,
when I say cunt, it's a term of endearment. Like, you're being a cunt. Like, that's so cunt. 10% of the time, you're being a cunt. You can always tell by my tone of voice.
Yeah.
But I do like the word cunt. I do. I think sometimes it's very fitting whenever I use it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're being, like, just a deplorable, horrible... That I should start rhyming and like doing writing raps and stuff.
Right.
Because what was that? Yeah. I'm just like, but if you're being like horrible, then I'm gonna say that you're a cunt because like, what the fuck else am I gonna say? Like,
we should make a sign to hold up at the concert.
No matter what, like
telling her to listen to our podcast.
You use, they're all inappropriate.
Yeah.
Like, don't I prefer to say cunt over like fucking bitch or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
don't you think we should make a sign and try to get it in with our name of our podcast so that Nikki will see it and listen to it? Nikki would love our podcast.
Would she?
She would.
I would honestly, like, I would love for Nikki to roast me. So either way, like, I'd be okay with it, I guess.
I think she'd love it, honestly. Yeah.
I'm
so, Nikki, if, you know, we are coming to your concert and yeah.
Okay. We need to talk about Karma by JoJo Siwa, because what the fuck is
I don't
this?
Know if I... you probably had it on and I not realized it was her. I'm not sure how I feel about what's going on with her.
Okay, I'm gonna bite my tongue, because you're going in blind right now.
I kind of am, because I feel like you've had it on and I never noticed, which probably means that I feel like it's not all that great.
No, I haven't had it on.
Oh, really?
No. No, no. I don't...
I'm sorry, is this her? No, this, no, this is... I was going to say.
You won't pay too much attention to it. It'll just play in the background here. I'll point out when you should, like, really
pay attention. But, yeah.
So we're leaving tomorrow night for Nicki Minaj, like, late tomorrow night, early Tuesday morning. For Montreal, and we're going to go and see Nicki Minaj. And the whole entire way there, we're going to listen to this song on repeat, Karma by JoJo Siwa. Oh, Nessa Gang Only Gang, period. Her new video just premiered on YouTube, babe. I was a fire.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like she...
Oh, she's holding on to that booty, though.
This, like, was she trying to make a sex tape, or...
Well, she humps a lot in this video.
Like, it's just a little bit...
This is the part where her face looks really spooky.
And the CGI is really bad.
Thou shalt not cheat.
Like, really bad.
This song has... Like, watch her face right here. What the fuck? Like, that face. Like, girl. Like, not... Like, she's gorgeous, but, like, do not look at me like that, JoJo. Like, you know... If her...
Is this like one song after off like an album that's gonna come out?
This is like the lead single from her new project, I believe.
Well, we'll
and
see.
And I will say that if her goal was to get people to talk about her, it worked, but it's not. I don't agree that all press is good press.
I just think it's just like she went from like this.
She's always been just this, absolutely so cringe.
No, like, well, yeah, but like she went from being.
What is
like,
happening?
Yeah, it's weird.
What is she dressed as?
Yeah, no.
Like a serpent?
But she went from being like a child star to like right inappropriate, borderline inappropriate.
She's dancing.
Yeah.
Like the thrashing, it's violent. And there's no need of it. Look, someone's slithering in now. Oh, slither. So this is a song that Miley Cyrus recorded back in like...
You can tell it is.
And scrapped it. Someone else recorded it and scrapped it. And then JoJo came up with it like 20
And years. I don't care. It's not a bad song, but it just sounds like the rest of them.
The rest... No, I hate this. This
no, I know.
Song.
It's awful. And you know what? I've always liked her.
You speak your motherfucking mind on here unless it's...
I thought she was a good like... As a child star before this, that she, you know, she was like a good role model for her younger generation, but she,
look,
like
when she brings it up, like,
yeah, and I get it, like, we're gay,
what does that have to do with anything?
But, well, let me finish. And I like that's not the issue, but
you need to watch.
There's a lot of times in our community, and I feel like that's an issue right now. Is we get judged because of the ones that run around half naked all the time, and it's just like, do you really need to go and make a video like that?
I don't know. I think that if we're trying to like alienate the people that we want to listen to our podcast, that's a great thing to say, so continue to say it. But
no, I'm not trying to. I'm just saying I just don't feel it's inappropriate.
Well, I don't think that JoJo Siwa is the face of any community at all. No one's looking at JoJo Siwa to be...
No, just like how sometimes our community gets judged because of, you know, like for instance, like the drag story time, that shouldn't be judged, but I get why people judge sometimes, because there are people that put too much out there that's borderline inappropriate, and so then I feel like that's why people judge, being like, oh, well, I don't feel comfortable with my kids being around that. Well, like, when you got that...
Okay, so just finished the video, and what are your thoughts on it?
I didn't care. It sounded like she was almost doing a cover of a Miley Cyrus song, because it sounded more like it, a song that would be made for someone like her. You know what I mean? Like, not that the song was bad. I just feel like it didn't sound like a song that JoJo Siwa would do.
So the song was good.
It was good, but I feel like it would have been good for who it was meant to be for, and unfortunately it got dropped.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't think it suits her.
Yeah, and I think that the song's just, it's just very immature.
Yeah.
Like, if she's trying to go for, like, I'm grown up now, like, that's just not the...
And I think she kind of transitioned too fast.
Like, she used to watch
this into film. Child star to not child star anymore. I feel like she, like, transitioned so fast that it's just like, whoa, like,
well,
simmer
JoJo's
down.
It's gonna be Bo.
Yeah.
JoJo.
No, I know. But no, no, I wasn't trying to offend anyone. I was just portraying the fact how it's very sexual, and it...
The video?
Yeah, or, you know what I mean? Like,
it was
a lot,
gross where they were humping.
But it's... And that's where I get at, well, you know, when our community gets judged in that sense, it's like, ooh, I don't think you need to do that.
Yeah, there's nothing I hate more than, like, lesbians humping on the TV.
Well,
actually,
yeah,
yes,
I mean, some
straight
men love it, but...
Straight people humping on the TV is what I hate more, actually.
Well, yeah, that and...
Wait, is my fucking mic... Hello, hello?
Or did I? No.
It's me. Yeah, no, it sucks. Sometimes I push the
button
and
notice it. No, I'd say straight men or straight people and lesbians.
I say if you're a young...
But if it's
lesbian straight
men
person.
Would be all over sitting there watching that.
Which,
as creepy as it sounds.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It
but
is.
But if you're a young queer or gay person, whatever, lesbian, whatever, I think queer kind of like is all... Mm-hmm. I think that like there's other people to look up to that are doing it right and doing it better. Like this person
yeah.
that we're listening to right now, Chapel Roan.
Mm-hmm.
Roan or whatever. I can't say her name right.
I probably wouldn't be able to either.
But I've been obsessed with her for weeks now.
Oh, she has another song we listen to, doesn't
all of her
she?
Songs, yeah.
Yes, I know you're talking. Yeah.
We love her. I think that she and mm-hmm. others like her. Are
oh, her music's way better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, and she's so talented, and she's a really good representation for her.
You know what? And JoJo Siwa kind of is.
JoJo Siwa needs to watch a few of her videos.
I think she'll come around. She is a talented girl.
I don't think she is. I think she can.
Well,
dance.
I think she can be. I think she'll come around because she's just. Although that video we saw her singing, was it she in a car, in her car singing? Last night you showed me. And it was like.
Touch me, touch me.
It was like. And if that was real. Which I suspect it was. That made me think, okay, she can't sing. It's auto-tuned. What?
Is there coffee over there?
That makes me think, like, she uses auto-tune a lot. Or they use auto-tune on her a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Huh? Which is too bad. But if she really could sing,
like,
then I feel...
Some...
If she really could sing, I feel like she would come around. Because she kind of recently is... done that transition from child star to not so much anymore, so maybe she's... I felt like, oh, maybe she'll grow, but we did see that video yesterday, and I don't know.
I love her.
Yeah.
It's like every day, or every couple of days, there's a new song from this fucking record, this one record that I become obsessed with.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't know. She is so incredible. So right now, my favorite song by Chapel is Naked in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so good. So yeah, we're, what are we? Oh yeah, we need people to subscribe to the podcast so that we can financially prosper.
Yeah, I know.
In life. Like, we just want to be financially good. So, like, you guys could just, you know, go ahead and subscribe.
Yeah.
Pay a little bit monthly.
Yeah. Everyone.
Give us your money.
Yeah.
And we'll give you content.
Yeah.
Incredible content that is sometimes not recorded on a working microphone.
Yeah.
And never uploaded as unscheduled or as scheduled.
Yeah.
Well, actually, yesterday I went to go get my haircut. For like the first time I've actually gone and enjoyed a haircut in like a year.
Right.
I've had my haircut once, I think, since last time I saw Charlie, and we went to Magic Cuts. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to grow my hair out. Mm-hmm. And another case of me just like wanting to shave my head out of nowhere because it was making me so hot and stuff, I decided, no, I won't shave my head.
Right.
I'll go ahead and go down to Magic Cuts and get my haircut there. Instead of like, you know, because it was such a spur of the moment thing.
Yeah.
Of course, I regretted it because the person who did it like was just completely awful.
Yeah.
I won't say names.
No.
Excuse me, guys. My voice is really hoarse. Like, it's like almost like I was in like a dusty field or something. That's how I feel. So I got my haircut there and it was really bad and it traumatized me. And I was like, I'm never going to get my haircut again. I'm growing it out. And it's been like long enough to put in a ponytail for a minute now, like on top of my head. Nick makes fun of me for it, but no, I decided to go get a cut because we're going away, and yeah, I just feel better. So like we were talking to her yesterday,
and Charlie's so good.
She's so great, and she was like, "Oh, so how are you doing with the podcast?" And like it just kind of reminded me, like, you know, like it's okay, but I'm never consistent. I think we're gonna work on consistency,
yeah,
in the next season because we're almost wrapping up this season. This is our last month of, actually, no, next month is our last month. This season, then we're gonna figure out our shit for season two.
Mm-hmm.
And get some photos done and stuff. And,
yeah,
properly advertise. We actually had our first advertiser last week on the podcast.
Yeah.
DC.
So go buy a car.
Well, we're actually gonna insert,
immediately.
Actually, if you're listening to this right now, you would have heard their new ad that we're putting up at the first of this episode because she sent me kind of like just like some more information.
Yeah.
Last time we kind of just winged it.
Yeah.
So we will. Yeah, if you guys heard the ad, which I'm sure you did, go over and follow them on Facebook, DCT Auto New Brunswick. Yeah. Sold, sold, sold.
Yeah.
Is I think that's her slogan, sold, sold, sold.
I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, cash deposit, sold, 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 or something like that. But it's like, it's really great. Like, they're great. They're small, local.
And they get back.
Oh my God, they get back to the community a lot. Like, they're paying us, you know,
yeah,
even though it's not a huge amount of money,
yeah,
they pay us to advertise on our podcast, and I mean, I think that's amazing. That's very helpful to us. That gives us a little bit of incentive to get here on time, at least. So that's great.
Yeah.
If you guys are interested in advertising on the podcast, go ahead and email Nick at moran.nickr@gmail.com. He has a lot of information on like our rates. We kind of just like base it off of like what other people do.
Yeah.
So we charge between like $15 and $22 depending on if we have to write the ad ourselves or not.
Yeah.
And that's for a 60-second ad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, up until now we haven't charged anyone. Like, we were just doing it for fun with Leslie, but we invoice and
yeah.
Yep, as soon as this podcast is over, we invoice and you hear that, Leslie? Pay up. But yeah, check out DCT Auto New Brunswick on Facebook for more information on that. I don't know. Oh yeah, we're back on Apple Music. We've been updating. We stopped with Apple Music for like a month because we were trying to like make a. We were trying to save some money for a month, so we used a free trial of Tidal. And. Wait, what the hell is that? Illegal button.
I was making weird faces, and Andrew, I think, was like half wondering what I was looking at, and I was looking at the TV, and we have YouTube open, and there's this like video that was just posted 3 hours ago, and the name of it is, I think it's legit, is Arrested for Illegal Butt Injections.
What the fuck?
We might have to just watch it and we'll talk about it on the next episode.
Yeah, we'll check that out here a little bit. What was I talking about?
Sorry, that was so random.
What was I talking about? I forgot.
Advertising or something?
Oh, advertising.
Oh, Apple Music.
Oh, Apple Music. So we were trying to save some coins, so we didn't pay for our Apple One subscription last month.
Right.
And we used a free subscription of Tidal, which was good.
Yeah.
I like Tidal, but nobody that I know is on it. So, like, the...
Right.
The things I like Tidal for, like the live streaming of your music and stuff on the app, is like kind of like a station for people to join.
Yeah.
It's not really beneficial to me because nobody I know that I want to share music with is on that app.
Right.
So we're back to Apple Music. And right. With that, I accidentally deleted our podcast last night when I was trying to update it. I don't know how the fuck I did that, but I did.
What?
I deleted the playlist on Apple Music last night by accident.
Oh.
So I'm remaking one, and that'll be linked in our bio on Instagram. But I don't think there's, like, really... Oh, I saw the new Ghostbusters movie recently. That was okay. A little heavy on the nostalgia. Like,
yeah.
Just, like, too much. But Paul Rudd's in it, so, I mean, you can't really go wrong there. I mean,
right.
It's worth the watch just because he's in it. And he's a comedic genius.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a quick break so I can have a drink because I'm very, very hoarse.
Yeah,
I'll
you're
be
right.
Back, guys.
Same.
Dime. Okay, guys, we're back. We have the new Ava Max single, My On My, playing in the background. Nick, have you heard the song before?
Yeah, I think you've had it playing.
I don't know if we talked about it on the last episode or not. Like, honestly, like, the days kind of, like, mold together. This has been out for a week. I see a lot of discourse about this amongst her fans. A lot of them are just, like, not feeling it, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, I like it.
I mean, I don't know. It's not that bad.
It's, but it's not also, like, anything groundbreaking, right? Like, it's,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess it's an okay lead single, but I don't think it's her strongest. And I think the numbers kind of speak for themselves. Like, it's been out a week. Only 2 million views. And I mean,
right.
Comparing her to, like, Charlie XCX or someone that's, like, a little bit more, like, an underground mainstream artist.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Like, Charlie is, like, kind of, like, I think almost close to 4 million with Von Dutch, like, about a month ago.
Right.
I don't know. I just think it's interesting because, like, usually Ava Max, like, her videos, like, pull in, like, big numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll keep an eye on that. She hasn't announced her new album yet, but it's coming.
Ava Max?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that we're... Speaking of albums coming, what are we about a week? Actually, not even
a
week.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
We're less than a week out from Taylor Swift because today's Sunday. It's up Friday.
Right.
A new Taylor Swift record.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I'm always happy to listen to a Taylor Swift record, but I'm not, like, counting down the seconds like I was with Midnight's for some reason. Like, I just...
I'm really excited for this one.
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah. I'm still looking forward to it, but it's just... I don't know. Maybe, I guess, I'm just, like, too distracted with the Nicki Minaj concert.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I'm pumped. I can't wait.
I'm excited to see
what always excited to see what...
Taylor?
What Taylor's gonna do. I mean...
Lover.
Yeah. And that's, I think, is what a lot of us like about her.
That she's...
She does...
Iconic.
You don't never... You just never know what you're gonna get with her, and I think that's what's so great about it.
Well, I don't know if the rumors online are to be trusted, but I've heard that it's similar to Red in Reputation.
Yeah, which would make sense. Because, like, I mean, the whole... speculations of, I don't know what the latest one is, but I have seen people wondering of, like, when Reputation TV's gonna come out, like, people are talking again, and so, yeah, it's possible, like, if it's a kind of a cross between Red and Reputation, then maybe Reputation's on the horizon as well, you know. So,
well, that's next.
I have a feeling it is. I have a feeling that there's something about this new album that is, like, that is a part of, like, taking back her reputation. And so I think that's why I feel like we're gonna see Reputation be announced at least very soon.
Well, I definitely think it would be easy for her to announce Reputation right after, because this whole, like, color palette theme of this Rolo so far, this record has been, like, gray and black and white.
Yeah.
It should be interesting. I definitely think that who else am I looking forward to? Oh, Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish just announced a new record, and I've heard some of the teasers that she she teased some of the songs from the record
right.
last night at her Coachella DJ set or something. She had like some sort of party or whatever.
Oh, really?
And it sounds incredible. So good.
Hmm.
Almost like house music. It's really...
Ooh.
Yeah,
very... I I don't mind house music.
There's, oh, I love house music. And she's coming in with, like, the auto-tune and stuff. Like, and of course, she doesn't need auto-tune. Like, not...
Yeah.
Like, not, like... I think that we're definitely at a point in time and where society is accepting that auto-tune is a musical tool.
Oh, well, yeah.
So, like, there's not, like, a weird negative stigma towards it anymore, but I still feel like I always have to, like, attach a disclaimer when I talk about auto-tune. I don't know why. But, like, the auto-tune reviews and stuff are super good.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Let me just pick a song real quick.
Yeah, why do you feel like you have to put a disclaimer, though, about autotune? I feel like autotune's always been talked about in the industry, and in some genres, of course, like, I feel like it's used on purpose, like, just given the kind of song it might be or whatever, but I understand where you're going, though, like, it could be, I guess, offensive to some people, I don't know. But I don't think anyone means it to be offensive, but at the same time, like, if autotune has been used, then I think some people just need to be mindful of putting out videos on, like, their personal socials of them singing without autotune.
Charlie's
to
really
free themselves from that judgment of people being like, oh, you can't sing.
Oh,
like,
yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Well,
unless we're talking about, like, JoJo Siwa's use of autotune. That's like,
yeah.
Hey, you're trying to convince people that you can sing. Like, if you're not a vocalist, own it.
Right.
Own it. I stan so many pop girls.
Yeah.
That aren't vocalists.
Yeah.
They own it, though.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, you can be an artist and be a musician and a singer and still not be a vocalist, right? Like,
yeah.
That's another thing that I think that society is collectively
accepting. It's like the ones that don't like touring, or they're not comfortable touring, or they,
well,
you know what I mean?
To
like,
that I
and
say,
there are some
in the line of work.
Well, yeah, but there's many of them that don't care to tour, or they
the
just don't like
really...
it, but they're really talented, but they own it, they're honest. Well, that's why I do a residency, or because I want to be
anyone
grounded
that's like
somewhere.
Doing a residency right now has like toured, though. Like,
yeah, and I think a lot of them might be either settling down to have kids too, because that's I think a lot
of
time.
Are you talking about Miley Cyrus by chance? Because that's who
but well, not when it comes to kids, but she's been kind
not
of
wanting to tour, because I don't know a lot. I don't know any other modern artists.
No, I know.
Make money.
I don't understand. I wonder what's going on. Why she doesn't care to tour,
Miley?
Yeah,
because she doesn't have to. She,
I guess,
had a net worth of like $200 million before she was 20 because of Hannah Montana and shit, right?
Yeah, you're right.
She had the sold out tours. She did that all when she was young.
Yeah,
it's not her bread and butter anymore, and she's.
I think
also...
she still does it because she makes music because she enjoys
music
it.
Is a passion of hers, but I don't think that touring. I don't know. There's artists who love touring. There's artists who love to be on stage and they're very vocal about it. I don't know. I guess it's just not for her.
Yeah.
But also, I think she did it so young that maybe it could be like honestly like a trauma thing.
Well, and again, she was a child star, and there, especially this day and age, there's a lot of scary shit that went on in those. Child stars during that time, and I mean, I think a lot of times she portrays herself as if she's doing great and that she's okay and she is not afraid to be who she is and everything, but like, you know, I mean, who knows what she went through like during that time too, like. So, yeah, no wonder if she don't want to tour. Like, it's probably a valid reason why. Like,
hey, what's up with the new McDonald's remix menu? It looks disgusting.
It's, no, like...
Who's ordering that disgusting
What are
shit?
They trying to do? Like,
like, a chicken cheeseburger? Disgusting. Apple pie? Like, fish?
God. Yeah.
Fish filet with... the McDonald's just now. Like, no, now, turf, all like, for it, but that is not surf and turf. That's just
there's a reason the menu has pretty much remained the same for the last 50 or more years, however long it's been around, because it worked.
The only change I would make is make the creme egg McFlurry
all the time,
all year round.
Yeah, but no, this whole like.
CS no, new song is not
like
it
fish and no, it's just no, no.
Speaking of new music, I thought this was quite interesting. So Perry Edwards of Little Mix released her debut solo single this past Friday, and her ex-boyfriend Zayn, formerly of One Direction, decided to release his newest single on the same day, which I just thought was
weird.
Gross, because yeah, like fuck you, Zayn. Like nobody cares about his music unless he attaches himself to Perry at this point.
Yeah, really.
Who is he? But Perry's new song is good. I think she played it really safe.
Yeah.
She obviously wants the general public, she wants the masses to know her, and I think that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that like she might be sacrificing her artistic integrity and vision of it, because she's always been very vocal about wanting to like write her own music and have control and stuff, and that's kind of like something that she didn't have a lot of in Little Mix. So I'm just confused as to why she played it so safe. I'm a little bit confused as to why she played it so safe with her lead single. Like there was just nothing good. Like she has a solid fan base that was waiting for her music. Like I was waiting.
Right.
I'm just some random little nobody in Atlanta, Canada. Like, come on.
So, yeah,
like it's not like there was no interest,
right?
So new single is okay, it's not bad by any means, it's not, you know, horrible, but it's radio like Ed Sheeran sounding music, which makes sense because Ed Sheeran is a co-writer on it,
right?
But with that being said, she said that her next single and the music she's putting out after this is quite different
from
what she just released, so I'm hoping that it's different.
Right.
I hope she's right.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't dislike it, but she is, my God, she's playing it way too safe on that fucking song.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're interested in checking it out, I'm not adding it to the Empty Thoughts playlist. Sorry, Perry, better luck next time.
Yeah.
But it's called, where the fuck is it? My God. While I'm looking for that, I'm just going to tell you guys a bit about my thoughts on the new Dua Lipa song, Illusion. I like it. I think the video looks really expensive. I think this should have been the lead song or lead single, but at the same time, I get why she's choosing to release it so close to Christmas, because this is like probably going to be the song of the summer. Perry. And we're less than a month out from a new Dua record as well. We're just getting like well fed. Taylor Swift next week, Dua Lipa, Billy next month. Are you Perry? Forget About Us. Sorry. The song is called Forget About Us, if you're interested. There is a lyric video, I guess, on YouTube. No official video yet. So Coachella is this weekend.
Yeah.
Lana Del Rey performed Friday night. I think she has never looked better. She sounded really good. I think anyone that... There are some people that shit on Lana constantly. Like, it's just like their job. Literally, they're paid to shit on her. It's crazy. There's like a lot of like weird chatter about it online. It's very divisive, this performance. But I think that if you know Lana Del Rey, you've ever seen her perform, then it was like one of her top performances,
right?
And on top of that, she looked great. She could have just stood there all fucking night and music played without her moving, and I would have been impressed, because she looked so incredibly good, like just like glowing beautiful, like the hair color, everything is just,
yeah,
it's really suiting her.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night was
No Doubt, I think, was probably the like headliner last night, because they haven't performed at Coachella in 9 years.
I think after them it was Tyler the Creator, who I don't listen to.
Yeah,
but No Doubt.
And before them, Ice Spice was on there, and I think that's one of the reasons. Like, and Sabrina Carpenter performed earlier that day, which I think between Ice Spice and Sarah Carpenter, Sabrina Carpenter. I think that's why kind of you saw Taylor go and support her girls, because Ice Spice is on, in the Karma song, or yeah. Karma song with Taylor, which is huge, and Sabrina Carpenter's opened with her on her Eras tour, so anyway, Ice Spice did amazing.
Did she?
Amazing. It was, she sang she Karma, did. And it was just amazing. She looked phenomenal.
She sang Karma, like, the whole song?
Well, I mean, she did her part. Like, you could hear Taylor sing. Like, Taylor didn't sing, but, like, it was on. Like, but it was so good, and she looked so good. Like, you'll have to watch it. I don't know if you have to. Oh, absolutely. And then like, Sabrina Carpenter, I think they both in their performances did a shout out to Taylor in the
Sabrina
audience.
Sabrina performed the day before, so I'm surprised.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was the day before. But yeah, I believe they both in their performances acknowledged Taylor. But the Ice Spice was...
Sorry, guys. I'm trying to get the YouTube.
It was so... Yeah, I really liked her performance, actually. It really got me going. Like,
Justin Bieber was at the Ice Spice.
There was a lot of them. There was a lot of celebrities down there in the audience.
But there's Taylor. What the hell?
And Taylor was taking pictures with fans. Like, she was just like...
Look, there's Sabrina right there in the audience.
Yeah, she was...
Oh, wow. Ice Spice does look fucking good.
Right?
Holy shit. Oh, she a baddie. She's showing her panty. Oh, Justin wants to eat her tussy. I didn't say the P word. Wow. Okay, you know what?
Why don't they show the whole thing? It was such a good performance.
I mean, like, Ice Spice, but, like, I've always questioned if she's an instrument plan or whatever.
There, maybe that one.
Kind of still there.
Yeah, maybe.
Nick, these are all, if you look at the length.
Oh, right.
She performed for 17 seconds and that was it. That's not the other.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Rolling Loud. That was last year.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. We'll figure it out later.
But yeah, it was good.
Actually,
and
doing like the live stream still. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like this freaking ad.
But yeah, Taylor was out there like looking like you never know unless you. I mean, you do because it's Taylor Swift and we all know who she is. Like, but if you didn't, you would never know she was literally the biggest star on the planet right now because she just was so normal out there, taking pictures of people, like, people appeared.
VIP section, though.
Yeah, but yeah. There was a lot of just normal people in there that paid the money to go, like, and she was just, like, it looked so normal. There was no one screaming in her face because, oh my god, it's Taylor Swift, like... It was just so normal. She looked, other than knowing it was her, she looked like just your normal person having a good time with her man. Like, yep. It was just so nice to see. Like,
it was nice to see her, like, go out and have a good
yeah,
time.
Yeah, like, it's just so amazing that she actually can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, excuse me, tired. So weird that I'm so tired. It was up until, like, 1 p.m. today.
Right.
Besides, like, getting up very briefly early this morning to let Murphy out and feed him breakfast and stuff.
Right.
I don't know. I just find it, like, interesting that, like, she came out for Ice Spice.
Yeah. I'm pretty like sure she was there yesterday.
She goes so hard for Ice Spice. I need to know why. I need to know what is going on there because Ice Spice, in my opinion, is not all that in the bag of chips.
Right.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Like, I hope we do find the whole performance because it was so good.
I'm sure we'll find it.
Oh, yeah. Probably on TikTok, maybe.
Besides that, like, I mean, guys, like, we're going live on TikTok for, okay, sorry. Billie Eilish performed with Lana Del Rey on Friday night, too. That's worth
noting. Oh, yes.
They did Video Games, I believe, in Ocean Eyes.
Oh, and Olivia Rodrigo sang with, came out with No Doubt. But yeah, she came out with No Doubt. I guess, I know, but I guess Olivia Rodrigo, I think one of the reasons she came out too was that she's, in general, like, a huge No Doubt fan and always has been. But yeah.
Oh, Lisa from Blackpink. Well, yeah, guys, we're going to be going live from Nick's TikTok account from the Nicki Minaj concert this Wednesday.
Yeah, I have no idea. I wonder how long I was able to go live for.
Well, we're going to go ahead and plug that over on, like, we're going to link that on our Instagram like the day of the concert.
Right.
So you'll be able to find it there. But Nick, do you want to just like plug your TikTok here? Like,
I don't even know what it is offhand. One sec.
Also, when you're done that, plug your Twitter too. But yeah, guys, we'll just look that up.
Oh, it's nothing special. It's just at Nick06071990.
Okay, sorry, say that slower, guys. You can follow him on TikTok if you would like. It is
at Nick06071990.
Okay, and what are you on X/Twitter? I know it's not like called Twitter at all, so there's no slash.
I still call it Twitter.
Yeah, I just think it's important.
Speak My Truth 90 is my handle.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. So you guys can follow him over there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. You guys can follow us over at the Empty Thoughts Pod, empty.thoughtspod on Instagram. Subscribe here on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, wherever you're listening. Yeah, we'll be back after the Nicki Minaj concert. So probably Friday. Because we'll want to get on here when our thoughts are fresh.
Oh, well, yeah.
So Friday or Saturday, one of those days, guys. All right, thank you for tuning in. Nick, do you want to sign us out?
Peace out.
You have to plug all of our shit.
What?
Plug all of our stuff.
Subscribe to everything and anything and be a paying subscriber to our podcast.
Be a Patreon, even though we don't have a Patreon.
Yeah, we should start a Patreon.
Subscribe on the podcast.
Okay, I'll set up the Empty Thoughts Podcast Patreon account.
I think you have to like post like exclusive stuff there. But
maybe we'll become exclusive.
Okay, guys. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in. See you in a couple days. Bye-bye.
Peace out. Bye.